This week's prophecy is from the book of Proverbs. The Lord made me when first he went about his work, at the birth of time, before his creation began. Long ago, before earth was fashioned, I held my course. Already I lay in the womb, when the depths were not yet in being, when no springs of water had yet broken. When I was born, the mountains had not yet sunk on their firm foundations, and there were no hills. Not yet had he made the earth or the rivers or the solid framework of the world. I was there when he built the heavens, when he fenced in the waters with a vault inviolable, when he fixed the sky overhead and leveled the fountain springs of the deep. I was there when he enclosed the sea within its confines, forbidding the waters to transgress their assigned limits, when he poised the foundations of the world. I was at his side, a master workman, my delight increasing with each day as I made play before him all the while, made play in this world of dust with the sons of Adam for my playfellows. Listen to me then, you that are my sons, that follow to your happiness in the paths I show you. Listen to the teaching that will make you wise instead of turning away from it. Blessed are they who listen to me, keep vigil day by day at my threshold, watching till I open my doors. The man who wins me wins life and drinks deep of the Lord's favor. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. From the beginning of the Holy Gospel, according to Matthew, a record of the ancestry from which Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, was born. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac of Jacob, Jacob of Judah and his brethren, Judah of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, Perez of Esron, Esron of Aram, Aram of Aminadab, Aminadab of Naasson, Naasson of Salmon, Salmon of Boaz by Rahab, Boaz of Obed by Ruth, Obed of Jesse, and Jesse was father of David the king. And King David was the father of Solomon, by her that had been the wife of Urias. Solomon was the father of Roboam, Roboam of Abias, Abias of Asa, Asa of Josaphat, Josaphat of Joram, Joram of Osias, Osias of Joatam, Joacham of Ahaz, Ahaz of Ezechias, Ezechias of Manasseh, Manasseh of Ammon, Ammon of Josias. And Josias was the father of Jeconias and his brethren at the time of the removal to Babylon. And after the removal to Babylon, Jeconias was the father of Salathiel, Salathiel of Zorobabel, Zorobabel of Aviud, Aviud of Eliakim, Eliakim of Asur, Asur of Sadok, Sadok of Achim, Achim of Eliuth, Eliuth of Eleazar, Eleazar of Matan, Matan of Jacob, and Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. It was of her that Jesus was born, who is called the Christ. Thus far the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. And just as a quick update, Father Dilger is recovering from his heart surgery. He has finally been transferred to Signature, or not Signature, what's it called? Select. I'm not from here. I don't know any of these things. I apologize. But they didn't take him back to school. They instead put him in the rehab hospital, and he continues to improve. And so please continue to pray for him. You are all close to his heart. He just doesn't want you close to his hospital room. So please continue to pray for him and know that he prays for you. Also, as a reminder, I do hear confessions every week. I come down from Huntingburg and I beat cheeks to get down here as quick as I can after my 10 o'clock mass. That's 9 o'clock y'all's time. And thus far, thanks be to God, I've managed to get here every Sunday before 11. And so I jump out of my car and I rush around the building and I jump into that confessional as soon as I get here. So, you know, I'll be here. You can plan on me being here by 11 o'clock. If I'm not, it's because something happened out on the highway And so then probably start praying for my soul. I don't know. But I will be here as close as humanly possible to 11 o'clock as I can be and start hearing confessions. I know there was quite a line after Mass, or before Mass this morning, and so I will pop into the confessional after Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my sisters and brothers, this is a gospel that most clergy are terrified to preach. How do you preach this, right? It's just a bunch of names. It doesn't really, and I wrote Matthew up here as if I could not remember which gospel this one came from, right? And yet, this genealogy, which often gets passed over or ignored by most people when they read their Bibles, because who cares about all those begats, right? Thus begat, thus begat, thus begat, thus. Okay, this is the boring part. Where does it get exciting? Matthew wants you to know that this is the exciting part, because Jesus comes from this line of people that is, by and large, a group of terrible people. These are not a group of saints. Of course, you have some saints in there. You have Abraham and Isaac. You have Josiah. You have, well, Joseph. Outside of that, they're either kind of a group of ragtag scoundrels, or we know nothing about them. Hold on to that thought while I wish you a happy feast day. The feast of Our Lady's Nativity. You know, start with the Immaculate Conception in December, count forward 9 months, 40 weeks, however you want to do it. And we wind up here, this wonderful moment when, you see, before her birth, the evil one, the devil, old Scratch, he was convinced that he had us, that we were his, we belonged to him, that in the garden, Adam and Eve messed it up for everybody, but God had a different plan in store. And today, with the birth of Our Lady to Joachim and Anne, the evil one recognized that his number was up. The clock was ticking, that we would not be his any longer, because God, in his great love for you, was not content to simply allow you to go about your way, to allow me to do whatever I want. God wanted you and I to be close to his heart. So close, in fact, that he wanted to take on a heart of ours for himself. Today is the day that the clock starts ticking, because the evil one knew when Our Lady was born that this was the one without sin. This was the one that I couldn't get my hands on. This is the one through whom the Messiah will come. He knew that, he knows that, and he shakes with fear. But to all outside appearances, it seemed that, well, frankly, this young woman was going to be yet another unimportant person in a long line of unimportant people. And yet, through that so-called unimportant line, the salvation of the world came about. You are not a prisoner to your past, my sisters and brothers. Whatever your past might be, whatever sins they might include, whatever hopelessness that you might bring with you into this church today, whatever life you once lived, that is not who you are. You are more than that. Just as the Lord God was more than his background. Think of it. David, who is held up as the great king of Israel, was kind of a terrible person. I mean, by the standards of his day, he was all right, but he was kind of a terrible person. His son, Solomon, even worse. And they just keep getting worse. We run into Hezekiah, we run into Josiah, but by and large, no, this is not the kind of lineage that we would choose for God. And yet God chose it for himself. Whatever your life has been, my sisters and brothers, God chooses you now for heavenly life. He does not look at you and see a pile of sins. He doesn't accuse you of all these sins. He calls you by your name. He He loves you, and he wants you to be united with himself. The evil one, the devil, he knows your name, but he doesn't care. He calls you by your sins. He accuses you. He's the one who tries to drag you down, to think that I've been to confession so much, and where has it got me? I'm still in the same sins I was when I was a teenager. It's the evil one who likes you to believe that you are beyond God's saving love, beyond his power and his grace. But today, Our Lady's Nativity and this gospel remind us that it is precisely from those kinds of pasts that we would like to forget that the Savior of the world comes to redeem us. And it's precisely who you are now as you sit before God. It is that person that God loves and that God wants to deliver into his own power. Be filled with thanks, be filled with praise today, my sisters and brothers, and don't give up on yourself, because God is not about to give up on you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.